With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Concerns still running very deep about the ongoing government shutdown with no sign of a compromise now between Republicans and Democrats. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there's now a debate also about whether or not those furloughed workers that cannot work during a shutdown will get their back pay as they always have before.
There are some legal analysts who are saying that that may not be appropriate or necessary in terms of the law requiring that back pay be provided. So I'm sure that'll be there will be a lot of discussion about that.
Speaker Johnson says with the nation hobbled by trillions in debt right now, it's hard to understand why Democrats have shut down the government over their goal of spending another $1.5 trillion on items including health care for those in the country illegally. President Trump, like Republicans across Virginia and beyond, has called for the Democrat State Attorney General candidate Jay Jones to quit the race. That's after the publication of private text messages from 2022 suggesting that a political opponent gets, quote, two bullets to the head. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
It seems like at the time he just has had something of a psychotic break or a breakdown with reality, and he probably needs help. But what he doesn't need to be is the chief law enforcement officer for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
The talks continue trying to end the war between Israel and Hamas. Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis recalls the toll from the attack that took place.
I think the October 7th, 2023 attack into southern Israel that left 1,200 Israelis dead and 250 or so taken captive. And we've lived out the last 2 years of the trauma that's associated with that. Clearly, the Israelis have taken this to heart. They've upgraded their military, and of course, they responded in Gaza.
This is SRN News. It is surprisingly difficult to get a Bible in many countries. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Open Doors International says the toughest place on earth to get a copy of the scriptures is Somalia. Second on the list is Afghanistan, followed by Yemen, North Korea, and Mauritania. Rounding out the top 10 are Eritrea, Libya, Algeria, Iran, and Turkmenistan. Persecution, high illiteracy rates, printing limitations, and or lack of resources can be blamed for the difficulties of getting a Bible in most of those nations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Critics say Pope Leo is undermining the Catholic Church's pro-life position with his response to an abortion dispute roiling the U.S. Church. Leo was asked about plans by Chicago Cardinal Blaise Kupich to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to Democrat Senator Dick Durbin, a vigorous abortion supporter. The Pope says critics need to understand what it really means to be pro-life. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron facing a governing crisis now after his prime minister resigned on Monday. It marked Macron's fourth prime minister in just over a year.
The political problem here is that Emmanuel Macron, who kind of blew up the center of French politics when he came into power with his own new party and sort of destroyed the traditional center-right, center-left balance, is desperately, deeply unpopular, and he's going to be out of power in 2027, if not before, is the way things go, which means that everybody is starting to think not about the stability of France, about passing a budget, but about their own political fortunes.
And that is BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting. It's been a down day across the board on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off by 130 points. The S&P 500 down by 25. And the NASDAQ off 135. More on these stories at srnnews.com.